This is Earth and Sky. When you see a crescent moon, you can often see a glow on the darkened part of the moon.
Leonardo da Vinci correctly explained this glow in the 1500s. It's sunlight bouncing from Earth to the moon. This glow is called Earthshine, and scientists have been using this ghostly glimmer to measure the total amount of light reflected by our planet. Earth's reflectivity is called its albedo.
So when we're measuring the Earthshine, in a way, what we're measuring is clouds. Clouds at a global scale. And what we find is that from season to season, we see a great deal of change in the albedo measurements, which was sort of unexpected.
That's Enrique Paye, a scientist at Big Bear Solar Observatory in California. He says any sunlight striking Earth that isn't reflected drives our weather and climate. Thicker clouds act like a mirror. They reflect more sunlight and make Earth cooler.
Thinner clouds let more sunlight through, so Earth is warmer. Current climate models treat Earth's albedo as constant. But Paye's team has been looking at Earthshine since the 1980s, and he says it's not constant after all. He says Earth's changing reflectivity is one more piece of the climate puzzle.
Thanks today to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.